for football, food, and fun. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
We are starting mornings coming up May 12th, Monday, May 12th, 6 to 9 a.m., 6 in the A. You'll also hear Common Man and Timmy right here, 3 to 6 on May 12th. Tybus is with me today. You said something today on Twitter.
Yesterday.
That made,
this was last night.
Okay, I didn't see that it was last night. It was brought to my attention this morning. I'm sorry. I know you are very confident in your abilities. I am not a former athlete, at least not one that got recruited to do anything.
Okay.
I mean, I love sports. I played a little sports, but nothing like you. Here's the tweet you sent out yesterday. You're right, 19 hours ago. First off, I want to start this tweet by saying I have the utmost respect for baseball players and everything they do. That is a long-winded way of saying what I'm about to do next is all over what you do. It takes a ton of skill to be able to play at the highest level. Once again, you're saying nice things because you're about to do that. But that being said, I 100% can successfully steal from first to second without being caught today! Exclamation point. Today in all caps.
It's a fact. I don't see what the problem is. Where is the lie?
Okay. One is the lie is you're sitting with me. You're not sitting on anybody's roster of anything.
First of all, wait, hold on.
You're sitting here.
I work out all the time.
That's great.
I run like, it's not like I don't run. Like y'all act like I don't sprint anymore. Like I still sprint.
Sure you do.
So like I'm telling you, I
believe that you sprint. I believe that you've got it. I believe you've got something over most mortal humans.
Do you think that I'm faster than Jose Ramirez?
Where?
What do you mean where?
Like on a field where you're lined up with a sprinter's
period.
Block?
If him and I was to race, do you...
It's not period.
Who would you put your money on?
Is it on first base during a live baseball game against major league pitching with a major league catcher and a major league first baseman, second baseman, shortstop? He's faster.
Let's just say him and I, we going to go old school. You stand 50 yards out with both hands like this. Why? And we're going to race, and whoever tags your hand first wins.
Because you're my friend, I'll say you.
I mean,
you know what? Just to make you feel good.
It's a no-brainer.
No. That's not what you said though. You didn't say I would beat Jose Ramirez we're in the backyard running a 50-yard dash or whatever.
You do know I got next man speed, right?
What does that mean?
That means that I'm faster than the person next to me.
Okay.
That's what I have. So if I race Jose, I can race whoever. I'm gonna be faster than just enough to beat them.
You know Jose Ramirez gets thrown out at second sometimes too.
Well, he didn't last night.
Great. And he had a great game.
So, you know what? And he inspired me. I seen that. And I said to myself, I know that I'm faster than J-Ram. I know I am.
But that's not what you said. You said I could steal a base in a Major League Baseball game.
Listen.
All right.
People don't know my background. See, everybody.
We do know your background. You played for the Buckeyes. You got drafted. You ran a 4.47 at the combine.
But you don't know.
You're 31 years old and you're going bald and you're getting fat. That's what's happening. That's what you're doing.
But you don't know. I play. My first love was baseball. I played baseball up until my 10th grade. 10th grade. 10th.
That's very
10th,
good.
10th, up until 10th grade. Where I was playing varsity. I was good.
I believe you.
A good player.
I will take your word for it.
I
believe you.
With that being said, I never in my life have been picked off. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
Never. And it would not happen in the major leagues today. Because I understand timing. I understand looking at that pitcher. You got to sit there. I'm not going to do it on the very first time I get on the base. You got to sit there. I got to see his mannerism, his mechanics, what he's doing, his windup. I got to see all these things.
Sure.
And once I got it, once I know he's throwing the home, I'm gone. He might kick that leg. I'm out of there.
I believe
and
you.
I just can't fathom that catcher. Him throwing it home, the catcher catching the ball, and then throwing it all the way to second before I get a hand. There's no way. I'm sorry to tell you. I know people don't want to hear that. There's no way that they would gun me down at second. There's no way.
It's technique. One.
My technique is fine.
Your technique hasn't been employed for how long ago? What was that, 14 years ago, 15 years ago? When were you in 10th grade? That's a long time ago. You haven't had to, you're out of practice.
I was in 10th grade, what, 2010, so 15 years ago?
Tyvus, these guys are grown men. Their jobs are on the line.
Hey, I was in the 10th grade 15 years ago.
Yeah, welcome to 30, buddy. Man. You're getting there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying.
I got reflexes of a cat.
You are an NFL athlete. I don't take that away from you. I know that.
446, look it up. Anybody that's out there driving right now.
The video, you sent me a video that was 447.
Unofficial. Unofficial.
Okay.
Go on NFL.com. Look it up. Official time, 446.
All right. 446. Fine. I'll give you the extra 100.
For all the people out there driving in their car, oh, you can't run. You're not even that fast. 446, up to your knowledge.
Teddy, 446. When you were playing at Amanda Clear Creek, right, you were what position did you play there at Amanda Clear Creek when you were playing football?
When I was playing football? Yeah. I played linebacker.
Linebacker, right. And so how many years after? That's a powerhouse, right? That's Amanda Clear Creek is a great program, all that stuff.
Yeah.
How many years after you got done doing that, did you finally realize, oh yeah, it's passed me by. I'm no longer playing. That took you probably a couple years to fully realize it, but probably by the time you were 25, you were like, yeah, I understand now. I'm out.
It's probably like a year or two ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, so you're not giving me hope for Tyvus. No. I'm just wondering how long we have to wait for him to finally realize it's over.
I'm not about to
It'll be a while, Tyvus.
I know.
I'm not about to let some young punk gun me down at second base. It's just not going to happen. Listen.
They're pros.
I'm going to take it old school. I'm willing to put the bet that me and Cardale bet. I will bet a slap to the face that they will not gun me down at second base. That's how confident I am.
Who's getting slapped if you don't get done? Oh, okay, but if you steal the base, who are you slapping?
Everybody that died. Anybody that's in the chat right now,
we're all going to show up for
line
that.
Line them all up.
Now, the sad part is there's no way for us to settle this because I don't think any major league pitcher who's you wouldn't be in a major league game.
We could go to the Clippers. Tell the Clippers.
That's not major league. Wait, that's minor league. You didn't, number one, didn't say that.
It's a lot of.
Still, you're getting thrown out.
Did I say major league?
You said you could go. You said.
What did I say?
You can steal from. You said you can steal from first to second, so I guess you're right. You can jump out of this and go to T-ball and steal on one of them, and you'd be justified in your bet. I'm just saying, in a major league game, I don't believe that anyone who's not a major league player would have a lot of success doing that. But I guess you're right. It's not a 0% chance. I'll give you a 2% chance. You are milk, is what you are. 2%.
T-bone.
You have a chance.
If they set this up. Please be there.
I will be there.
And when you see this happen, I want a public apology.
I will.
I want you to go right on Twitter and be like, you know what? I apologize to my co-host.
Hold on.
I should have never doubted him. I need to know something. Athletic abilities.
If you tell me that you're counting the ball passes second because the catcher makes a throw. That's a little off.
No. He
gets it on target.
This is a game situation. If he messed the throw, that's part of the game. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, then I could steal second if that's the case.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. He should know what he's doing. These guys work on this.
No. I'm saying if he gets the throw in, you have no chance.
First of all, and I'm 6'3", too. I'm going to slide out.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to get there while the ball is about to hit the glove. I'm already there.
When's the last time you slid into a base? Like, on your stomach, Pete Rose style, like you'd have to do there.
Last time I slid?
Yeah.
Ooh, like when I was in the 10th grade.
Okay. So it's a skill we haven't even practiced.
Whoa. You think that's hard?
You haven't done it in a while. I'm sure it's like riding a bike, but you haven't done it in forever.
T-ball.
How can you say this? I know how you can say that because you're delusional. Delusional Tyvus. Well, that's a soundbite we need for you.
Y'all would be in an uproar if y'all heard my take about me and Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, no.
That's too hot. That's Teddy. This man is talking insanity. In here.
I respect. I'm looking for the one-on-ones.
I respect the confidence.
Three reps, best of three. If he catches two, I lose. If I stop him twice, I win.
Okay.
I think I'm willing to bet the house on myself.
Good. That's the confidence we want. That's great. But I'm the friend that leads you away and goes, no, Grandpa, come on now. The kids are playing. You got to go over here now. You're going to get hurt.
Technique. It's about SpongeBob. Technique. Blowing bubbles. Bring it around town. The technique.
I didn't think I was getting a SpongeBob reference today. Ryan Day has some thoughts for his critics. I'll tell you what he said next. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan. Oh, it's gotten interesting here. T-Bone and Tyvus. New show starting Monday, May 12th, 6 to 9 a.m. 6 in the A. You can follow us at Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter. You have said in the last segment, you tweeted this last night, that you could steal a base in Major League Baseball.
I'm very passionate. I had to take my hoodie off.
Well, then you were also like running around the office sliding on
your
stomach
to show people my technique. Safe. But like, you got to understand that I was 6'3", so you got to factor that
in. I do factor it in.
I was 6'3", and my arm is long.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah, you'd be, you know what?
I show
you
people.
You have a lot of things in your favor. The thing you don't have in your favor is that you are not a professional baseball player.
T-Bone.
You're a professional athlete.
T-Bone, listen, this is the thing. I went out there and I showed everybody how it's going to go. I'm going to get on first, right? Because I ain't going to sit there and tell you I'm hitting the ball. Like, that's ludicrous talk.
Okay.
I'm a pinch run.
Hey, you know what? That's good.
I'm a pinch run for somebody, right?
Okay.
So when they see somebody pinch run, they know, like, this dude is a problem.
Right.
So pitcher's already up in arms about it. So I'm going to take my little two-step lead off. You know what I'm saying? Let's get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is that pitcher's going to look at me, and he's going to throw it to first, and I'm going to get back, and I'm going to laugh. I'm going to just look at him like, really, dude? So I'm going to take my two-step lead off again. You know what he's going to do? He's going to throw it back to first again. I'm going to slide this time. Mm-hmm. Okay? The third time.
You're going to be ready.
He's going to look at me. And then he's going to go to the home, and I'm gone. As soon as he kicked that foot up, mm-hmm. like Michael Jackson, he's going to kick it like Michael, and I'm going to be gone.
I like that you did
and
that.
And by the time that catcher released the ball, I'm already slide.
See, that's – I like your confidence. I also think it is not unlike you to maybe just a smidge overestimate your abilities in this way, only because you're talking about pro – How would you feel if a baseball player was like, oh, yeah, no problem. I could go out and get a reception off of Tyvus Powell. I've watched him play in the end. No problem. I can do that.
Depending on the route. If he threw a now route, okay. That's
all right.
A reception.
I'm just saying. Would you let that happen?
You, how about this?
If they said it's one rep, let's see what happens. Are you letting that happen?
If a baseball player said they wanted to catch one reception in a game, they literally could do the thing where they come in motion and the quarterback say go and tap it and toss it straight to them.
No, I'm talking they have to go pass the line of scrimmage and run a route against you.
How deep is the route?
They're not going to tell
you
that.
If it's a slant, like, I don't care. Like, that's...
You just let him catch it. Say, no big deal.
Slants is hard to stop.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, I would think your competitive nature would say, I'm not letting it happen.
Anything else, it ain't happening. Okay.
All right. I like this. We'll continue. Although now you have people tweeting at Brian Hartline saying, please set this up.
Set it up.
You also said that you could
set it up.
Stop number four, 2 out of 3.
Set it up. Listen, I know people seen viral pictures of him standing next to me. And they like, oh, yeah, he's that much bigger than me. But he ain't never win against me, though. Like,
uh-huh.
Like,
okay.
Corners ain't 6'3 no more.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, for sure. For sure. Technique. I'm a step kick lockout.
This guy's going to be the number one pick in the draft in 2 years.
And after they see this, me dominate him for 2 reps, they're going to be like, this 31-year-old guy should be the first pick in the draft.
This is going to be called the lottery ticket matchup right here, where Tyvus just tries to get his lottery ticket back in the NFL.
He going
to
be doing this for fun. I'm doing this as an audition.
I already saw that. Ryan Day was speaking to the media. He actually spoke with Josh Pate? I know he's like on CBS Sports.
Yeah, that's like
kind of
a
big deal.
Yeah, he's like the new podcast guy. He's really blown up in like the past 2 years.
Gives me hope because he's bald. And I like that. The fact that a bald guy's getting successful.
I'm about to go see some people about my hair. So
what are you?
I'm going the other way with it.
Oh, you're getting you're going to go to Turkey?
Yeah.
You're going to go get the neck surgery where they take. Have you ever seen that in the airports of Turkey where they're like the back of the neck's got a big bandage on it in the front? Everybody's looking good.
If y'all tune into the Fan and y'all see me with a Band-Aid on the back of my neck, just know what it is. Mind your business. Mind your business.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Do what you got to do. I made my peace long ago. This takes me 3 minutes to get this all cleaned up every few weeks, and I'm good. Ryan Day, though, he's got a full head of hair. Let him live. And a nice beard that we are told and apparently
does
not die and doesn't need to. And I believe him. But Ryan Day was talking about the people who are doubting. I don't know if doubt is the word. People are saying the thing being thrown around by some in college football is, oh, Ohio State bought their championship. Their NIL paid for it all. Here's what Ryan Day has to say about that.
I think that's where, you know, it's just easy for people to say, well, you know, Ohio State had NIL for this amount of money and whatever that is. And just so cheap and so easy for someone to say. If you actually do the research, and all it does is really tell you the value of an Ohio State football player. You know, when you look at a brand that has, you know, just south of 12 million fans in the city of Columbus with 2 million people and the power of Ohio State, yeah, our guys are going to make a lot of money in NIL. And the truth is, the majority of those guys were all guys that decided to come back, who are already on the team that we've recruited and developed. We did add 6 or 7 guys, but not 15, not 20, where we went out there and just went and got the best players in college football. That wasn't the case. And that's not what won us a championship. I think it's just easy for people just to kind of say that, and just because it's easy and it's cheap. But when you really do your research and you look through it, like, all of these guys had been here multiple years. You know, I'm pretty defensive of that because, you know, these guys who came through here and have scars. I mean, you know, you don't always remember the wins until you win championships. You remember the losses around here. And these guys have some scars along the way, and that's what kept them together throughout the entire road. And so, yeah, I never really got into that or addressed that. But, you know, our guys hear that over and over again, and people around the building with these high expectations, and we're just throwing out numbers like that. But that really didn't affect us in the end because we knew that that wasn't the case. It wasn't like we just had the best players money could buy if anyone actually did the research.
Wow. That is, I think that's a pretty strong statement there from Ryan Day saying.
It is kind of a lazy take because of the simple fact that there were, what, 2 other schools, Texas and Oregon, spent more money.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it done.
Did anybody play them in the college football play? Oh,
both of them.
They played both of them. And yeah. Did those guys win those games? No. It's almost like the amount of money you spent. No one's denying, though, that, like, and I'm sure Ryan Day wouldn't either, that if you put, like, what, pick a random school that Baylor spent on their roster. I'm sure they spent money on it. Mm-hmm. They probably didn't spend as much as Ohio State. And they probably, when they get off the buses, are already at like a 10-point disadvantage just because of what Ohio State is. Now, that doesn't mean that the guys here didn't get developed and then they may win that game by 25 or 30 because of all the things they learned at Ohio State. But the idea that like all you have to do is pay the most money and you win the national championship, well, that obviously isn't true.
Yeah.
That's not true in pro sports. It's definitely not true in college sports either.
Well, I said yesterday on the Buckeye Show, I said the recipe isn't who can spend the most money. The recipe is getting your seniors, your 4-year guys, to not go to the NFL but come back for their 5th year. Like, that's the last 2 national champions teams, that's what they did. They convinced their seniors or their juniors not to go pro and come back for another year. And when they did that, they had more experience, they were tougher, they understood the game more, and it showed when you got deeper into those playoffs. And that's why I think like a team like a Penn State obviously saw what happened and they decided to run it back with a lot of guys. Clemson's bringing a lot of guys back. So to me, I think that is the new recipe. Can you afford to keep guys from going to the NFL but making them come back to try to win a championship for their 5th year?
Yeah. It's crazy too, right? Because Quinn Ewers, you know, went to the NFL, didn't get much. He's, what did he get, 7th round? Or I mean, he was late round pick.
He went 6th to the Dolphins.
Yeah. But how much did he turn down in college football?
They said allegedly $8 million to sign for $800,000.
Let's say they overestimated by half. He turned down more money still than he's probably making in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a tough one. That's the reality that you have in college football now is you have a lot of guys who could make a lot of money staying in college for another year, possibly more than they would if they went in their junior year. You go build it up. Drew Aller could have gone this year to the draft from Penn State.
He ain't ready. He don't even
don't worry, Tyvus.
He
I already
don't even
heard
know how to throw the ball in the dirt.
I already heard. Next year, Browns are taking him. 2nd overall pick.
You seen that mock draft that came
out?
Yeah,
I saw it, and I thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Who's watching?
I know what you're going to say about the Browns, but no, put that aside.
I'm talking about Drew.
How is this guy showing you anything that tells you he's a top 5 pick?
Now, listen.
He could turn it on this year.
He had some moments last year where he played really well. But at the end of the day, it just he had a chance against Notre Dame, and he made one of the worst tactical errors I've ever seen. And then his explanation of it just didn't justify it. I tried to throw it in the dirt. You threw it straight to him.
One of the emptiest web pages ever is the football reference page for Drew Aller's 300-yard games. Just go look that up and find.
To be fair, he don't have a receiver.
It's fine.
Just
pointing out.
It's not like Penn State
it's a different
is
offense.
Churning out first-round talent either. Right.
I know. I don't have to go on Big Ten Network this year and talk to him. You do, so that's fine. I'll say it. You don't have to.
I try to be fair with these arguments.
That's good. You should. I am an idiot, and I'm going to say idiotic things. Shedeur Sanders did something egregious. He's got the media in Cleveland already worked into a lather. I'll explain that next. It's T-Bone and Tybus on the Fan. T-Bone and Tybus, hope you're having a good Friday. I don't have any windows in here. I haven't gone out and checked lately. I don't know where you are. It might be sunny. It might be rainy. Just know it's one of those weather alert days 10TV always talks about. So be weather aware. Be careful. And you know what? If the weather gets super bad, we'll keep you posted here. You can always check out 10TV as well on that.
Weather impact.
Sorry, Teddy. Weather impact is right. That's exactly right. Shedeur Sanders trying to have an impact in the community. New Browns draft pick. Hopes to be the Browns quarterback, I'm quite sure. Of course, he had the big fall in the draft. We know all about that. Well, he did something. I mean, I don't know how you can't hate this guy after this. He went to a local Cleveland high school, apparently John Marshall High School, and spoke to some of the students there at an assembly. Video of this was posted online by one of his guys who I think the guy who posted it is the guy who is a co-host of Travis Hunter's podcast. His name is Boog Knight. He's one of Hellion so quotes now, Boog Knight.
So now Shug Knight, Boog Knight.
Well,
that's funny. That's where you got it from.
You know, I probably did. I don't know if you want to think of Shug Knight comparisons anymore, but to each their own. So he was there. He's part of the like media crew that follows Dion or Shedeur around, and Dion too. I'm quite sure with Colorado, all that stuff. He's with the Colorado media group there that has followed them around for years. Anyway, this got posted on social media, and Aaron Goldhammer, who's a radio host up in Cleveland, was ripping it to shreds and saying, like, why do you have to bring the cameras? Why do you have to bring the cameras?
I understand that to a little bit. Like, I get it. Like, the thing about this is what Aaron Goldhammer isn't telling everybody, because people will hear that and be like, yeah, you know, he's doing this for publicity. Well, the thing is, if you work in the Cleveland media, the Browns give you a press release. They'll tell you, like, this quarterback's going to be here. Such and such is going to be here on this day and at this time.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders' name is not on that. Like, and he's there, but he's not on it. So, like, this wasn't something like he woke up and said, you know what, I want to go inspire some kids. Like, he just did it. And I don't understand how you can rip that. And I get, well, why does he bring the cameras around? Well, we living in 2025 where darn near everybody streams. Like, this isn't the old 90s where you, I heard. No, you can literally get right on the internet and watch it happen.
Yeah, right. Well, let me further, because you're right on that. This is the thing that bugs me. I totally understand if you're a fan and you see this and Shedeur Sanders rubs you the wrong way and you say, I don't like his, you know, how he seems like, you know, the reports that he tanks some draft interviews, all that stuff. There's plenty of things to discuss that you may or may not like about Shedeur Sanders, but Aaron Goldhammer works in the media, like you said. He knows everything you just said about the press releases. Further than that, he knows that guys who play in the NFL, if the Browns do something where they give money to a school or they like refurbish a field for like a local high school, they're going to let you know about it. They're going to post pictures of that on social media.
For sure.
If the crew do stuff in the local communities, they help build little soccer pitches for things. And they put that on social media to let you know that they're doing good in the community. It brings some goodwill for them. But it's also nice to let people know, hey, you can do something nice and show off the work that's being done. Blue Jackets do stuff like that. All these teams do it, and they document it all the time. And I highly doubt Aaron Goldhammer goes on and screams about that because he knows where the bread is buttered. He knows how the thing works. He's trying to rip Shedeur Sanders because he knows that gets clicks. And I'm talking about him now. I'm never talking about this guy otherwise.
Well, I mean,
but that's... I just want you to see how the game is played in the media. That is what a lot of people do in this business is they try to stir you up about something. I don't know what Shedeur Sanders is supposed to do. If he sits at home and just posts on his YouTube, everyone yells at him. If he goes out to his school and does it, apparently he has to do it in a disguise. So all the kids are there and like, who's talking to us? It kind of looks like Shedeur Sanders, but they told us it's definitely not Shedeur Sanders because they don't want anybody to pull their cell phones out and accidentally take a video of it and post it online.
You know, T-Bone, every time somebody does something that's different than what they're used to or that's what everybody else is doing, it's frowned upon. People would say, well, you don't see Patrick Mahomes doing this. You don't see him streaming. You don't see Josh Allen streaming. You know, they'll say something like that. Yeah. And the thing is, there's no right or wrong way to do this. You know, this guy, if this is what he's been doing, it has not ever been a problem, has not affected him from being able to do his work and be successful on the field. And as and until that happens, he can do that as freely as he wants to. I think he has a big uphill battle to climb for Cleveland. So he can't do nothing until rookie camp starting. That's May 9th, I think it is, where they open up rookie mini camp. So until that time, he's going to be in Cleveland. Why not go inspire? Because right now, he's the hottest thing in Cleveland right now. Like, his name, Shedeur Sanders, he got the number one selling jersey. He is the most popular, most talked about figure in Cleveland right now. And why not take that time to get away from that and be like, you know what, if I can inspire these kids to change, like if he talked to some kid at John Marshall and that kid changed his life, like maybe he was a troublemaker and he was like, you know what, Shedeur came in and said some things and it made me straighten my life up. To be honest with you, that impact is bigger than anything he could do on the football field.
Of course.
And I think he understands that because his father was the same way. So I'm sure he's instilled that in Shedeur, and Shedeur is thinking about things that's bigger than football right now.
Yeah, I will say, I totally get it. If you're someone who doesn't like Deion, you don't like Shedeur, you're someone who is, I am opposite of that. I enjoyed Deion Sanders when he played. I loved him letting people know. I like watching Anthony Edwards right now for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's walking around Crypto Arena after he beats the Lakers saying, the good guy dies at the end of this movie. I love it when someone has a high opinion of themselves and they can back it up. We'll find out if Shedeur can back it up, right? Obviously, though, he's on social media. How dare he? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. A lot of people don't like that. Did he pay his penance? He got drafted in the fifth round. Was that enough for you? Did you get what you wanted?
No.
He had the big embarrassing fall.
They want him to flame out because a lot of people weren't happy with Deion. And they want to see his son fail. It's like Bronny. I don't know why we want sons or kids of famous people to fail.
Obviously,
that don't make sense.
Here's the difference. Like, no one cares about Michael Jordan's kid because he sucks. Like, no one is yelling at Michael Jordan's kid.
He's driving on train tracks and stuff.
That's right. But I'm saying is he never even was in these places to possibly be good enough to play in the NBA, to play in the NFL. You can say Shedeur Sanders is getting a lot of hype because of who his dad is. If you watched him play, he has very good aspects to his game.
Yeah.
Is he a top five pick? Well, turns
out
he's
not.
Was he a Heisman finalist? I mean, he was good enough to be in those conversations. That doesn't mean anything. You have guys that win the Heisman who never get drafted, don't play at all in the NFL. So I understand the dislike for some of his antics, things that he does, whatever. If this is what you're reduced to yelling about, is him going to his school
and talking
maybe
to
just,
kids.
Like, just go out and touch some grass. Like, walk around a little bit. Come back. By the way, Andrew Berry said the Browns didn't plan to draft two quarterbacks, but they believed in positional value. So obviously they took Dylan Gabriel too. I found that move to be odd, but I was texting with a buddy of mine. And I think he hit it spot on. My buddy who's a lifelong Browns fan. He said it's like they had two lottery picks, like two lottery tickets. You are at the end of nearing the end of your draft. Yes, a fourth and fifth round pick can be useful players, but the hit rate on those is very minimal, right? But if you get one of these to hit and you find your quarterback, the idea.
And you ain't got to worry about using one next year. So
true enough.
I mean, both of them good. I like Dylan Gabriel's game. Dylan Gabriel's one of the rare quarterbacks in this draft class that actually played on time. You know, you talked a lot about these quarterbacks about how they held on to the football and tried to give up they didn't want to take the good play because they wanted to make the great play, the splashy play. Where Dylan Gabriel actually, like, he threw the ball right where his receivers were supposed to be at that time. They were supposed to be there. Guess who else was successful in Cleveland like that? Baker Mayfield. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I think they sat there and thought to themselves, hey, this kid plays on time. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's very accurate. It was a point in time last year where him and Will Howard was battling for most our completion percentage.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of good things there to like.
All right. Coming up next, former NFL player is getting sued for something that I didn't know you could get sued for. It's a new category of apparently lawsuits that, if true, it is going to change the game in Hollywood and elsewhere. This will be very interesting if this works. I will explain it next. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan. T-Bone and Tyvus here. Tyvus is it's getting lit up by the chat on YouTube. Sorry, by the way, with the YouTube video today. It's a little wonky. I'm not sure why. But, yeah, guys are still laughing at Tyvus saying that he could steal second in a Major League Baseball game.
I don't know why that's I don't know why that's so funny. Shocking.
No, it's not shocking that you believe it.
No, it's shocking like that people think that it couldn't happen. Like, why? What gives off the vibe that Tyvus, I can't do it?
I'm not a 0% or a 100%. Mike and I have always talked about that. We both feel the same way about that. That's a really tough thing. All I'm saying is very unlikely. What would you put the percentage at for yourself that you would be successful at it?
So, you know, you're familiar with Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Okay. So, right. You know how Doctor Strange be like, I've seen this in 1,000 different universes.
Uh-huh. Right.
And you only got one chance.
He's in the multiverse. All right.
Well, I'm Doctor Strange. I see this in every universe. There is no universe that I don't make it.
And so it's 1,000 out of 1,000.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet a slap to the face. When I say that means it's a guarantee.
That is quite okay. That's again,
take it to the bank.
I am someone who will tell someone something that I know about myself. Like, I used to do this, or I did this in high school, or I went here, or I went there. And then after I get in the car or I get off the phone with that person, I will be going away from that conversation going, did I have that right? Am I wrong? Like, I doubt myself constantly. So I don't live on a planet where I know what it's like to say with 1,000% confidence, I would absolutely be able to steal a base off a major league pitcher.
T-Bone.
I'm just saying.
You got to live a little on the edge.
And I think you need to work in just a smidge of self-doubt.
No, there's certain things that, like, if you tell me to go play with Tiger Woods, like, I might need a bunch of clubs because the last time I was out there, I threw one. So I know my limitations. But if it's a sport that I actually played and, like, I felt like I was actually pretty good at, yeah, you can't tell me nothing.
All right, I have one question. I will tell you about this story of the guy who's getting sued, but just one other question. You played basketball. Well, you seem to have outside when we're out here.
You didn't hear about my story about when I was hooping 2 weeks ago?
No, what happened?
Oh, T-Bone. So 2 weeks ago, all right.
Did you play it? You played at a high level, though, basketball.
I stopped in high school.
Okay, all right, but you played.
Yes.
So you feel confident about your basketball
abilities? Yeah, I was like, if I could compare myself in high school, I was like a Kevin Garnett.
Oh, wonderful.
Like, that was my comp, my no NBA problem. Comp.
You know, he left from high school and skipped all of college and went right to the NBA.
If I was 6 more inches tall, then I probably would have done the same thing. But that's neither here nor there.
I know this feeling.
2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
All right, I played basketball. And if I could compare myself, and I'm not kidding here. If I could compare my performance, it was like Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Now, my turnaround.
And that you didn't pass the ball to anyone?
No, I actually threw a behind-the-back pass. I hit the hee-hee.
Oh.
Hee-hee.
Okay.
It was a dime. And the dude hit the three. It was great. But that's neither here nor there.
Uh-huh.
When I do my turnaround fade.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It is like 90% chance that it's going down.
Really?
Every time. Yes. And then I got the ball in the paint, and, like, I was hitting drop steps. Like, me finishing at the rim was like, I didn't even recognize who I was. Like,
you were locked in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to carry my team. We was playing 2-11. I had 8 points. I was carrying these dudes.
All right, so you were like Kobe because there were some seasons. There were some seasons where that's all it was. That's all it was.
I'm not going to say and tell you I was great from the 3-point line. I hit a couple, but it was never, it wasn't like Steph Curry. Like Kobe, you hit it every now and again.
How many points do you get in an NBA game? They put you in a random NBA game, not a playoff game, random NBA game.
2.
Okay. That's 2 just at some point in 48 minutes.
In 48 minutes, I'm not leaving out there with no goose egg. I tell you that. I'm getting the point. I'm going to the cup.
So you're gonna tip it in and get it fouled. Okay. Fine. Fine. That is more reasonable. I think Beanie Wells once on this station said he'd get like 10 in a game.
Yeah, no,
and I was like, that's a little trouble.
Unless you shooting like Steph Curry, you ain't getting 10.
All right. So ex Panthers star, and of course ex Baltimore Ravens star, Steve Smith. Apparently, we heard about this a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago now, where text messages came out from a guy who was married to a woman who apparently was having an affair with Steve Smith. And this guy put out some of the very personal text messages that he found and some, maybe even a photo that he found of Steve Smith in a compromising position and said, this is what's been going on. Well, now there is, I didn't know this law existed, but apparently in the state of Carolina where this occurred, North Carolina, I said the state of Carolina, that makes sense. North Carolina, where this guy lives and his wife, Antonio Martinez, is suing Steve Smith under the Alienation of Affection Law, also known as the Homewrecker Law, which allows a spouse to sue a third party for destroying a marriage. According to the lawsuit, Smith met Martinez's wife, Nicole, while they were filming something for the NFL Network about his life. Most interesting jobs with Steve Smith. She was a Ravens. She was in the Ravens marching band, I guess.
Yeah.
He met her through that. They kept in contact. Eventually, they allegedly had an affair. Anyway, I never heard of a law like this.
Me either. I didn't know you could sue him for this.
Like, I understand you might go through divorce proceedings where you get all of it because you say she broke up the marriage.
You would win that. He probably going to win that by a landslide.
I would think, right? But then on the other part of that, where it's, this is a lawsuit that specifically is based on you broke up our marriage, now I can get financial gain from you. Here's what's interesting with this lawsuit to me. You have to be, because it seems pretty clear that the two of them had some kind of relationship and or affair. What they actually need you to prove in North Carolina for this to work, you have to prove that the marriage at one time was a loving marriage. Like, if they believe, if the court says, yeah, there was an affair, but she never really cared about you or loved you in the first place, she didn't lose anything because you never had it to begin with, that apparently can get this thrown out. So you have to show in a court of law that, like, no, look how loving she was before this person came along. That's what you have to prove. You have to show the affection was there at some point. And I just don't know how a judge, I don't know how that's viewed. Can you imagine lawyers arguing over that?
I'm trying to figure out, like, in my mind, like, why do this, though? Like,
why do what?
Like, why
take the lawsuit?
Yeah, why sue him?
Because Steve Smith has $100,000 you could get from him if this is successful. I mean, I don't know what the amount is you're allowed to go after, but he's going after $100,000. Hey, I mean, he lost his wife, apparently, he cared about her.
I understand that, but you usually, not all the time, as you say, nothing's 100%, nothing's 0%. But usually, there's like things that lead up to especially the woman doing this. Like, there's usually a lead up to that.
To your point, discovery, if there is such a thing in these cases, you know, in court case they have discovery where it's like, well, let us tell you some background about this person or that person. The stuff that could come out in discovery would be, I think that could be very damaging for this guy. That doesn't sound fun. Does not sound good at all.
Yeah, I think he, like, I get it. People are money hungry. I get that. Like, you know, you try to get, he broke up the love of your life. I think they got kids together.
It doesn't say in this thing, but I hope not, because that would just make it
that
even more sad.
But
then if he's trying to get the money because he's like, well, someone's got to pay for college now, you know, like, that would be a reason why.
I feel like Steve Smith should at least donate to that, you know.
Yeah, it's maybe reach out and
it's
just.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, just donate and say, I'm sorry. And anyway, like, I wonder, is he with this woman now? I don't know.
Well, he's married.
Oh, Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. So there's a whole.
Yeah.
So is he going to get a hit on both sides with the lawsuit? Or does she get a suit from her, from his wife? Like, I don't. That's.
He probably going through other it right now.
That's. Yeah. That's a bit of a. That's a lot. Tyvus, the people at Doritos, I talked to them. They're mad at you.
Me?
Yeah. And Ding Dongs.
What
people
I do?
That make the. Well, I'm going to tell you. Coming up next. It's not Common Man and T-Bone. That ended. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.